Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Jesus. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to say thank you to you. You have preserved our lives. You have guided us. You have provided for us. You have healed us. You have delivered us and continue to do so. We are grateful. We thank you, everlasting Father, for where we are coming from, for where we are today, and thank you, Lord, for where you are taking us to. We say glory, honor, adoration be ascribed unto you and to you alone. Thank you, Lord, for the previous broadcast. Thank you, everlasting God, for all the souls that have been won into your kingdom. Thank you, Lord, for all manners of testimonies that you have given unto us. And we say thank you and be lifted up in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We commit today's broadcast into your holy hands, and we pray, Lord, that indeed you breathe upon it. For everyone that listen to it, Lord, let there be a divine encounter in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Let your word bring forth salvation, healing, deliverance in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. I feel so excited to be with you once again. And indeed, the Almighty God will do something extraordinary in your life today in the name of our Lord Jesus. He will build His wall of protection round about you and everything that concerns you in the name of our Lord Jesus. And today I'll be talking to you about what I titled, "The Lord Will Protect You." He will protect you. He will keep you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherever you go, the Almighty God will be with you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm taking my text from the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 15, and I'm reading from verse 20 to 21. The Bible says, "I will make you to these people a fortified wall of bronze. They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail over you, for I am with you to save you and deliver you, declares the Lord. I will deliver you out of the hands of the wicked and redeem you from the grasp of the ruthless." So shall it be in Jesus' name. May the Lord bless the reading of His word in the name of our Lord Jesus. That is the Lord speaking to you and I. He says He will protect us. He will deliver us from all manners of evil, from the hands of the wicked. He will deliver us. And when we are talking about God delivering us, He delivers us in all our battles, all our battles. He delivers us from those whom we have helped and decided to backstab us, decided to pay us evil for good. In the case of Saul and David, David was repaid evil for good. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 18, reading from verse 6 to 9. The Bible says, "As they were coming home, when David returned from striking down the Philistine, the women came out of all the cities of Israel, singing and dancing to meet King Saul, with tambourines, with song of joy, and with musical instruments. And the women sang to one another as they celebrated, 'Saul has struck down his 1,000, and David his 10,000. And Saul was very angry, and this saying displeased him. He said, "They have ascribed to David ten thousands, and to me they have ascribed thousands. What more can he have but the kingdom? And Saul eyed David from that day on. From that day on, Saul was preparing, planning how he was going to kill David. The Lord will deliver you from those whom you have done good for. I want to repay you good for evil in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will deliver you, will protect you from those who are jealous of you. The blessings of God that the Lord has given unto you, those who have become jealous, and as a result of that, they want to harm you. The Almighty God will protect you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord will protect you from the Haman of this world who wanted to destroy not only Mordecai, but everything that have to do with Mordecai. As we see in the book of Esther chapter 3, reading from verse 5 to 6. And when Haman saw that Mordecai did not bow down or pay homage to him, Haman was filled with fury, but he disdained to lay hands on Mordecai alone. So as they had made known to him the people of Mordecai, Haman sought to destroy all the Jews, the people of Mordecai, throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus. He did not only plan to kill only Mordecai, but all his people. Could there be somebody plotting evil against you, against your family, against your business? The Almighty God will protect you. He who protected Haman and the children of Israel, the Almighty God will protect you too in the mighty name of Jesus. Say, he will fortify you. A fortified wall of bronze he will surround you with. The Almighty God will keep you from every manner of attack in the mighty name of Jesus. The Almighty God will also protect you from those who can see something good about you but want to destroy your destiny. As Herod wanted to destroy the destiny of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the book of Matthew chapter 2 verse 8, the Bible says, and he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him. After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star they have seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. The Lord protected our Lord Jesus Christ. Herod wanted to kill him. He told the wise men that they should bring word back to him to tell him where he was, that he wanted to go and pay homage to him, but he was lying. And God made sure that those wise men, they didn't go back to him. The Almighty God will protect you. He will protect your present. He will protect your future. Those who want to truncate your destiny, the Almighty God will deliver you from them in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will stand by you. He will keep you in the name of Jesus. The Lord will also protect you from the evil counselors. Everyone that want to give you bad counseling, the Lord Almighty God will protect you. You will not fall victim of bad counseling in the mighty name of Jesus. Those who are going to lead you astray, the Almighty God will separate you from them in the mighty name of Jesus. Anyone that's going to give you a counsel that you will regret for the rest of your life, the Almighty God will protect you from them. You will not listen to them. You will not hear their voice in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will continue to keep you in the name of Jesus. The Lord will also protect you from even those friends that are not discerning. They were not discerning, as we can see in the case of Peter. Peter, when our Lord Jesus Christ had to rebuke him in the book of Matthew chapter 16, verse 23, the Bible says, but he turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me, for you are not setting your minds on the things of God, but on the things of man. Peter was telling our Lord Jesus Christ that you will not die. You will not die. But Jesus came to this world to die for our sins. He came to this world to reconcile us back to the Father by the reason of him dying and resurrecting. But Peter said, no, you will not die. Jesus knew that this one, he wanted to derail him. You will not be derailed in the mighty name of Jesus. The grace for you to remain focused, the Almighty God will give unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will continue to keep you. He will continue to protect you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. He will protect you from pride, pride that can lead to destruction, pride that will not make you to be able to see an approaching danger. In the case of Samson and Delilah, Delilah told Samson that, look, my people want to destroy you. Tell me your secret. And instead of Samson to keep his mouth shut, he exposed, he gave all his secret to Delilah. As a result of that, he was caught by the Philistines. They plucked out his eyes. The Almighty God will deliver you from that spirit of pride. Because it was pride, he thought nobody can harm him. So eventually he told Delilah the source of his power, the grace for you to overcome every spirit of pride, pride that will lead you to destruction, pride that will make God to reject you, pride that will make God to fight against you. The Almighty God in his infinite mercy will grant you the grace to overcome such. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, he will deliver you from those things that you love that want to take you to destruction. Things like drug, he will deliver you. In the name of Jesus, he will deliver you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, whatever that want to take you away from God, the Almighty God, by his mercy, he will save you. He will rescue you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will cause you to begin to love him more than ever in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Almighty God is there. He will protect you. He cares for you. You are the apple of his eye, and he will not allow you to go into destruction in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will protect you from the errors of this world, the errors that want to use you to get fame. He will protect you from them in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. But who will God protect? He will only protect those who know him. He will protect those who love him. He will protect those who follow his commandment. Can you be counted amongst those who truly love this God? Can you be counted amongst those who have surrendered fully to Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior? If you cannot be counted amongst them, then how can Jesus protect you? But brothers and sisters, there is still hope for you. There is still hope for you. All you need to do is to accept this Jesus I'm talking about. Accept him as your Lord. Accept him as your Savior. And as you do so, he will be ready to protect you. He will be ready to keep you away from every manner of danger, from every arrow, wherever it may be coming from. So, brothers and sisters, you are hearing me today. You do not have a relationship with this Jesus. Why don't you accept him now? All you just need to do is just to say, Jesus, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life, and I will serve you all the rest of my life in the name of our Lord Jesus. Father, I want to thank you for these children of yours that have given their lives unto you. I say, Lord, have mercy upon them. Forgive them their sins. Write their names in the book of life in the mighty name of Jesus. For everyone who have heard this message, I decree and declare, by the mercy of the Almighty God, he will continually protect you. He will shield you from every form of attack. He will hide you under his shadow. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Almighty God will continually shine His light upon you, and His glory will be seen in all areas of your life, in the name of Jesus. So shall it be, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly, in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request, or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.